Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hi, everybody. This is Nancine Meyer. I think most of you know me. I'm guest hosting for Tina, our Queen of Dreams, who is off to California for business. Let us not pick on her. And I'm sorry I wasn't with you and for various confusion last week. I think our darling Tina, it was worse than finding Waldo to try to pull me in. Nonetheless, I'm here. I hope you're here too. We're going to have some fun. You know I'm the princess of acronyms. So for those of you who come to this program, by the way, I should stop and say, you know you are with Ask Intuitions and Guides. And that is a guides and guidance program. And so that is how you find Tina, Tina at AskIntuitionsAndGuides.com. Nancine here, I am MainStreetAngel.com. So that being put aside, for I'm so glad to be with you. Those of you that come to this site to further your sixth sensory ability, which is what we really want for you, take that word KISS, K-I-S-S, and I want to say keep it simple, sensories. And so to do that, we first want to go back this evening and take a look at the mental composition. I want to ask you, please, a few housekeeping notes to help me help you. If you're not in the chat room and you're tapped in by phone, well, even if you are, I think you recall some programs back I talked about emotion has to be in what we say we want. So when you speak up, and certainly go ahead and speak over me, but say, hi, Nancine, this is, and please give a lot of emotion to your name. It starts there. Say it with love. Now, oh, this is Nancine in Surprise, Arizona, and I am surprised to be in Arizona. But put the emotion in it and just go ahead and speak up, whether you have a question, whether you have a remark. I think the obvious thing is, can I get a reading? Yes, we'll try to afford some time for that as well, accent on afford. So I want to go back. Some of you were so patient. Tina talked about last week discerning the difference of spirit and it being playful and consistent and helpful. And this is so right on, and I'm going to add one tip to that. Normally, doesn't use a pronoun at all. Now, sometimes your angels will use a plural pronoun, we love you, we would love you to be. But spirit, your source, your internalized sixth sense or highest self will just jump right in, and that's that part Tina means about being playful. It usually starts with a delightful rush, perhaps. Those of you that I would say are clairsentient feel a rush or a tingle, and it might say, hey, you know what, or oh, and that's what we meant when Tina was talking about being playful. Also, she talked about writing down guidance, and that's how you learn, this wasn't right, this wasn't. I try things all the time, bookstores looking for books, and sometimes it's zip for zip. Do write it down. Practice, practice, practice like anything else. Another thing I wanted to touch on quickly and recapping again in deference to the great job Tina did on her own is she talked about it, expanding your spirit is a marathon, not a sprint. That just resonated with me so, and I hear your angels as I even said her words now. All the hair is standing up on my arms, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I want to give to you one thing to add to that, expand on it, is please think of all of your time in the physicality as a journey, not an accomplishment. I don't know about you, but that takes so much pressure off me, a journey. A journey. That is just so awesome. And you see, your journey at times is going to be like a roller coaster, but you're going to get off, you're going to reach ground, and you can try the awesome carousel for a while. So, marathon, not a sprint. Write it down, please. We forget journey, not an accomplishment. Those of my clients that have worked with me, I'm big, I'm going to keep saying that, write it down, repeat it, starting with looking in your eyes each morning, saying your name and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, three times, Dr. Meyer. I also want to make a brief note for those that were listening, and I know that generally those people that are practitioners in healthcare, this is from your angels, and I'm just going to leave that there. I listened about the struggle that people have in the job, whether they're going to stay or not, whether they like it, the way it is handled. A big part is we are genuinely moving away from healthcare. That is what the angels tell me. I know it makes me go, whoa, but this all has to do with us healing from the outside in. So, and if people have questions about that, please email me at Nancine at Main Street. So I hear a little beep in there. Okay, so I want to thank Tina again. We're talking tonight further about you can't tame them unless you name them. Now, I thought to myself, if I saw that out there, Nancine, I'd want to know, what? Here's another part of getting into your sixth sensory ability. You must first, before you can rest the mind or the self, bring the whole self in. And truly and frankly, we always leave the parts we don't really care for at the door. We want to include your entire mental composition, fully get to know the personalities, the rascals, the rogues, shadow and light, because the whole comprises this ego. I don't know if some of you heard late the little hee-hee I had about, I had a client who said she had for many years, she had studied and she named all the names that we all drop from time to time when we're feeling we need to, and she said, but now I'm there. I am totally without ego. So, I want to tell you, but I'll tell you with love. I said to her, well, I'll be channeling you then, because you see, you are a part of your ego. You chose to love and bless and glorify Source, God, whatever is your heart word, by trying the physical experience. With it comes signs, symbols, physicality. And so we want to love that and work with that. And the good part is we can find the strengths. Like a coin, I hope there's people out there that have flipped a coin for something, and you have heads and tails. And you also have varying sizes of coins. That's how our persona, personalities, ego is comprised. It's a flip side, heads, tails. Even when you watch reviews and people do thumbs up, thumbs down, or at a table, it's all part of the whole. There are two hands, thumbs up, thumbs down. It's part of the whole. So we want to get to know them. Why do we want to name them, Nancine, for heaven's sakes? Well, this is going back to living in a physical world. If you don't name them, it's not only you won't tame them, I highly think you'll probably just put it aside, and it will only come to mind when we experience that expression I call, wow, somebody pushed her button. It doesn't have to come to that. But you have to name them, not just say, I'm experiencing this. And what I'd really like you to do is hopefully, if not, we'll count to 10, manifest some paper. You know, it's there in that drawer, in that junk drawer we all have. Manifest a piece of paper, pencil or pen, and just draw a huge circle, because we're going to bring all those people in. And even the one that I call the timid one. And if you want to do by what parts of you they are, but I'd like you to take it further and name them. And that's how you're going to find their strengths. And I'm going to give you some example of the folks that I found over the years, and Lord knows there's too many. Of course, I have Mimi the mall addict, you know. Now, she must shop, particularly if the world has been hard on her that day. There's Mimi. And Mimi can, also in the upside I found, perhaps will help me select the right thing in my closet for an event. It's only dangerous if Mimi perhaps hangs out with someone that I call Stella and her story. I'm so sad everybody picked on me today. Let's go buy. Let's go spend endlessly till we fill the hole. So that would be the shadow to the light. I hope you're getting this. If not, you know, raise a hand, or excuse me, I'm trying to see a, something went on in the chat room. One I have is Benny the Bean Counter. That is the person that if I even need to buy something, says, well, let's get the books out here and see what we've earned this week, and can you write down a two-page thesis on whether it's needed or not? That's Benny the Bean Counter in me. And there's a reason I'm telling you this, folks. These personalities, and you all have them, will tie you up and keep you not only from acting in spirit, which is like, oh, let's. That's usually when they jump in. Oh, let's write the first chapter of the book. Oh, I don't know. I mean, who's going to publish it? I think you all have someone like Ted to do. That's the list you make every morning. Get your paper and pencil started. Somehow I got kicked off online here, and I'm just going to type this back in, so breathe. To just love the internet when they kick you off. There we go. All right. I normally don't do this. So please realize, as fun as this is, draw the circle. Who's out there listening? Is it hesitant Helen? Now, I have a nervous Nellie before she does big presentations before audiences. And if she, listen very carefully, if she teams up with Ted Dedu, they will take me so far away and into such fear of the event, because she's saying, oh, my God, I just don't know. I don't think we're ready. Oh, Ted Dedu, at your rescue. And sit and make a punch list and 12 outlines, when in truth, my presentations are guided and channeled from the angels in all events. And it pulls me away from that. I hope you understand where I'm going with that. So I'm going to actually give you a few minutes. Well, we'll give you less than that because you came to hear. But I want you to really, or maybe you can do it like doodling while I'm talking. Try to bring in some of these people. When you name them, you can tame them. This is my favorite. I call her, and by the way, if you're a guy or a girl, they can be male or female energy. So I'm not talking which sex. So they can be male or female, and you should name them by the way you feel the strength. Ask your angels to help you. They'll tell you where you're saying, I don't have any. that would be Diana denial. I have none. I have none. I'm fine. But one of my favorite is Mad Dog Meyer. Mad Dog Meyer, I named that part of my physicality such because she will not drop the bone. She will not drop the bone. She might be thinking, I should have been. Okay, I'm over it now. And then it comes back. I should have been. It can be a small slight, perceived is the operative word, perceived small slight, or a perceived large slight. And this is the part of you or me, though mine is Mad Dog, that must tell a person, and they say, fine, let it go, let it go. And then you find a new person, let it go, okay? So I call mine Mad Dog Meyer. I want to go back on a few of mine, and then I'd like some of you to call in or write in and let me know if you found any of yours. If you can't share them, we're back to Nervous Nellie or, you know, Tina Timid, and that's okay. You don't have to speak up, but you want to know that. The timid part, excellent for being a good listener. Excellent for being a good listener. However, it still prevents you from always getting things done. Less boisterous, great example. So I'll let you keep writing there. I'm not hearing that anybody has found anything yet. I see some people are checking in and out. Again, I want to tell you, you really want to get to know your physicality before you can talk directly to your angels and guides. I'm not suggesting this. I'm telling you, having done this for years, it's true. Why? We live in a physical world. You have stop signs. You have sirens.
Nancine.
Yes.
This is Josephine Keith.
Hello, Josephine.
Hi. Nice to talk to you. I'm trying to keep up with the circle and the names and the words, and this is my first experience with this, so I'm, you know, I don't have names for all of my conditions.
Okay. Wonderful. And we are doing this, you know, at a fast pace, for time, and we want to thank you so much for calling in, because I'm sure everybody has the same problem. Take your circle and think, and thank you for slowing me down. I was just saying to my
Well, you don't have to slow down. I just wanted to share where I was at.
The angels talk very quickly, and they're non-technical. And so you're right on. I'm honoring you. You're right on. Just draw a big circle and think about, let's say we're all together face-to-face at a meeting down at whatever local building, all of you listening. And let's say I'm giving a presentation on how to talk to your angels, which I do. Okay, now, vision yourself. You're walking into the workshop. There's other people there, people that you don't know. Which parts of your personality did you bring with you, and which do you think you checked at the door? Let's add some more to the scenario. Let's suppose on the way over you had a little fender bender, which was not your fault. Let's suppose before that the dinner was not perfect, and now that you're in the room you realize I was supposed to call John. I was supposed to pick up my prescription. That talk will walk you to the mental chatter, who is doing that. For me, why I share some of the names is that the person that would say, well, I want to just be free in my spirit and hear this person speak and tap in. But I've got my name is Ted To Do. Oh, gee, you forgot to pick up your prescription. Oh, now, do you have a piece of paper, Nancy? And we'll have to write that down because I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. See? Okay, I'm going to have to do that tomorrow. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I'm missing part of the intro. I'm not getting to know other people in spirit. I can see what they look like because I've got that on my mind. And then, even though I'm saying, well, I'm here now, the car can be fixed, for me, the name I give is Mad Dog Meyer, who's saying, you know, I think he was wrong. He was wrong. He went through the light. Now how are we going to deal with this when we get home? Now we got to go, oh, now the car will be, blah, 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 okay? Our little physicalities, our ego shadows are very chattery, even bantering. I call them rogues, rascals. If you put a name on them, if you are sitting at that workshop, as I am giving this story, and I can catch it and go, oh boy, it's Mad Dog Meyer. I can breathe, number one. Ah, I can acknowledge because I have named it and go, Mad Dog, drop the bone for now. I want to enjoy this seminar, and I will listen to you at length on the way home. Does that make a little bit of more connection for you?
Yes.
Josephine?
Yes.
And thank you so much, because it is a lot. And again, the names I'm giving are just over the years who I have been able to say. Like a toaster, I always say, when the bread pops up, I could be sitting somewhere with you and you're telling me, oh, yeah, I got the most perfect job and something happened in my life. And instead of being open and receiving you in spirit, I've got Mad Dog Meyer going off. Number one, if I can say internally, how you doing, Mad Dog? Okay, I can control that, all right? TED to do, that's the one that makes my list. Quite honestly, from the moment I rise in the morning, I'm sure he's somewhere now making one, except I have said TED, which is actually acknowledging your physicality, a part of your brain, your ego, but choosing to say, shh, just be quiet for now, TED. I'll stay up till midnight and we'll write the list. Okay? And the more you get to know, of course, I work with Archangel Uriel, and Uriel is great at balancing. It's Uriel, and say, Uriel, please take all my little ego personas and send them out to a playground till I'm done being with these people, till I'm done sharing spirit to spirit. And that's what I'm talking about. And the reason, again, for all of you that I am speaking of it is because you are sixth sensory. I want you to say, wow, I just tap in every day on my own. But we have some steps yet in programs. We want to be able to discern the difference between what is ego speak. Again, we don't mean like that song, You're So Vain. Ego is just the short word for your mental, the brain, the beta brain, like on a computer, versus spirit, which again is playful. We want to be able to do that. We have other steps. I'm hoping on June 12th we're going to talk about beliefs jammed in our heads with all these personalities that come from various places. It's not as hard as it thinks. It is necessary. Too many development courses, and I'm going to just put it out there. It would be unethical of me to say I can take you all there where I want you to be without us first having some fun going through these steps. So I would say I can help you right now. I'm hearing for you right now, it's Brenda the Braveheart. Put her in your circle. And you can change your name if you want, but Josephine, you were kind enough to share. And though you have all these other personalities, you know, you have this person there going, pick up the phone. Hey, speak up, speak up. And this is wonderful, the times as now when you're sharing, but where Brenda might be a weak link would be those times that they're working with other personalities and annoyed, you know. Brenda wouldn't be the best person for, let's say, when people are in an argument about elections and things, to be saying, speak up, speak up. Why? It doesn't concern me. I want to be in spirit. Is that resonating for you a little clearer?
Just about everything you've said has been
resonating.
Okay, we're
going to keep going. Again, I am so grateful for you that I'm saying, you know, and please, everyone listening, trust me that Josephine was brought to me by the angels. When I begin with you, I always put out to my angels and the archangels to go where they want. And that's why I said when I began the call, it's become ridiculous for me to have TED to do try to make outlines for anything in any of my work, including the book I'm writing, because the angels will go where they're guided, and they will use wonderful resources such as you, Josephine. So I thank you so much, and I hope you'll stay with us as long as you can. And everybody else, just keep writing them. You know, you can just give them names. Again, a lot of times when I'm working with people to rid themselves of fears, I say write them down, put them in a container, put water on them, and put them in the freezer. And be like, oh, my God, now I know that woman's having the wrong cereal. The thing is, we live in a physical world. What are you doing? You're freezing them. If you are wanting a new home, and deep down you and you alone know, you know, again, that would be a nervous Nelly or, you know, a hesitant Helen. I'm afraid to give up this home. You want to write that down. I'm afraid to give up this home and freeze it. And ask the angels to freeze those fears, particularly Archangel Michael, and it will be done. GOD stands for Guaranteed Overnight Delivery. So you know how I love my acronyms. Now, back to our little people. Another reason that we want to do this is we want to find their strengths. That's how we calm them. I also have Ida. I'll do it. Now, she's the one... Ida, she flips out and is always acting like nobody will help me. You need to know she doesn't really ask, and she kind of always looks down her little cute nose at people like, well, she doesn't delegate is what it is. She does not trust is what it is. And so, for instance, let's say if I asked my spouse here, could you watch the computer, watch the chat room or whatever, sometimes he doesn't even get a chance to say yes or no, and I go, never mind, I'll do it. That's Ida, I'll do it. You know, and the downside of that shadow part of my personality there, that part, is that people figure, don't bother asking her for help, she'll do it herself. You see, so I've shut a door. I don't have my heart chakra open. I'm giving, I'm not receiving. On a piece of paper with your personalities, what you'll do the next time or whenever you can call or write, is see the strengths. We'll stay with Ida. She's hardworking. She's protective of her work. Mad Dog Meyer, who doesn't drop the bone at certain times, is very helpful when I have projects such as writing the next chapter for the book because of the stick-to-itiveness. We'll be right on, you know, you can see a little bulldog just right on my heel there going, you have to sit down and write the other chapter. I mean, gosh, I could be in bed with the flu. Cancel, cancel, delete. Say, does everybody out there know? Cancel, cancel, delete. I want you to have that at your side, in your pocket, all the time. When you hear yourself say, as I just did, I could have the flu, cancel, cancel, delete. Learn to say that as often as you say good morning. It will work wonders, and then you can laugh about it. And, you know, and it's taken you a step beyond saying to people, oh, get this off me. Just say, and think about some of the things we say, this will kill me. Cancel, cancel, delete. If you're going to hang out with me in my physical presence, you'll have to get used to me saying that for the mistakes that are made. Cancel, cancel, delete. So, some more personalities. And maybe that you can take my names. I don't care if you have Benny the Bean Counter. Now, he measures every penny, goes every item over every item that I'm paying a check for. Here's the thing. When you put their names in the circle, if you want to see mine, I have Benny the Bean Counter, Penny Pincher. However, I've said for some of you that were on the talk cast, I have Mimi the Mall Addict. Now, any small perceived slight in the day, you know, wasn't the roller coaster or the merry-go-round, the carousel. She has got to shop. Now, I know some people out there, my angels are telling me you have that same person. Now, isn't it wonderful if I get to know her and that's who I call and I know she's going to shop. She's going to take, oh, God, I really don't need anything. She's got to shop. She's got to shop. She's frantic. I can breathe and go, you know, I could use Benny now, Benny the Bean Counter. Benny, you can actually call, internalize. Conjure him on up. He's a part of me. Because who is Benny? He's the penny pincher. He'll slow her little butt down and say, all right, you can go to the mall first. Let me see the book work. You see?
Yes. But I am never a shopper.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you have. These are mine. But I'm saying there's a reason. It's not just so I can, you know, taunt you all and make you name. You can work with them so well, and it gives what? Balance. Benny the Bean Counter balances out Mimi the Mall Addict when she must come up. You know, there's times she'll override them, I certainly must say. Another one I can think of, and this certainly can be an example of interference. Excuse me just a moment, those of you on the phone. Leslie, I see you're in the chat room. If you could just give me 2 minutes, and I will respond to you. I don't know if I can type it now, but I'll try to. I guess I'm not really clear if those of you in the chat room can also hear. Yes? I hope so. Okay. Something that's not, but one way or another, you're not forgotten. Okay. Back to all these people. I really want you to look for the ones that I have little Lola, but I actually it's Lola the Lesser. And that's the part of me when timid. You work very hard, all of you, every one of you out there. You work very hard at what you do. You give it your all. Maybe you're writing that book. Maybe you just came up with the best project idea in your career, and you turn on the audio of radio or TV, and somebody's being interviewed by Oprah, and guess what? It's on your subject or the topic you've been working on. That's when you can catch the personality that's feeling unsure. Should I go ahead? Inferior, timid, lesser than. This is a rich universe, folks, and there's just so much for everyone. So you want to identify Lola lesser than to say, Lola, there's plenty. We'll get our book done. We'll bring our project to management size, et cetera, and so on. All right, Leslie, and everyone, I agree with Tina. Again, if you just checked in, Tina is at a very important meeting in California. I wish that she was having a holiday. She's not. And this is Nancine Meyer. I'm doing my best here to help her so we can all help you. Leslie, I'm going to turn – oh, and I agree with Tina. What is said is for all of us. That includes every one of us, Nancine and everyone. So watch for the personality that tries to tune out with other person's questions. You know, it might be Mad Dog Meyer, like for me. Leslie, you're asking a new job. And you're okay. And you're asking about the freezer technique. Okay, it's a little side trip, but again, I feel we're all guided where we're supposed to be. The freezer technique. Here's how you do it, Leslie, or I call it first the toaster technique. First of all, really be clear on what you want. It is a whole workshop in itself. Sometimes we're in the job that we want, or the career, could be the people around, the energy. So first of all, want to know, and if you're without a job, there's some honesty checking there, the angels tell me, like it's real easy to get into at this time when people don't have jobs, and this is not saying to Leslie alone, it's to any one of us, do I want one? Maybe I'm exhausted, and I can work with that, meaning exhausted from working. Okay, so the first thing is identifying what you want. Now, if you want and thank you, Dean, I see you. If you want a new job, you're going to define what that is. Now, I'm going to take that, pardon my noise, it's like the person behind the curtain in Oz, pardon the noise. I'm going to take it a little further for you. I'm going to take an extreme kind of a career. I want to be, this is how you find what pops up. You take the job you want. You decide, by the way. Deciding on what you're saying is a new job is not the same as wanting, needing, having money. So we have to work with those two things separately, and we can and we will. But I'm going to go with what you're saying, job. I see. Okay, thank you. She's so fast. You must have like Nellie Nimble fingers in the chat room there. Bless you. I'm going to say new job, then you want to get away from the one you have, and that's your privacy unless you share it. So I hear a background. Is someone trying to speak? I hope not. All right. Decide what it is and say it. And by all means, for every listener, the sky's the limit. Again, rich universe, plenty. So let's say you took something like, I wish to be superintendent of all the schools in the United States of America. Period. Keep it short. I would say, I hear myself, I thank my angels, say I wish. Again, I'm going to correct that. You should say I am. Now that I am superintendent of all the schools in the United States of America, here's how you're going to find it, Leslie. Things are going to pop up. The fear is like, what, are you crazy? That's never going to happen. How old are you? Gosh, it's political. And they'll pop like toast flying out because you didn't watch it out of the toaster. That's what I call it. So you're going to catch those spirits. Whatever, I'm too old. You're not experienced enough. That's too big of a job. You don't need that. It won't pay. And those are the things, the little chunks you're going to write on ruled paper, then cut them out individually, and those are the fears you're going to put in, oh, gosh, kids, what's the modern word? I don't even know. It used to be GLAD, you know, those little containers. And put them in the container. And one time I mentioned one, GLAD containers, people said they had made those. But you all know what I mean. You have those containers. Put the strips of paper in there, water, and thank our brother Water for the use. Put a little note on top of them. Archangel Michael, freeze my fears about a new job. Put them in the freezer. Now, this is off a little bit of our topic tonight, but I'm responding to Leslie. This is what's going to happen. Archangel Michael, freeze my fears about career job. Now, you've caught the negative things popping up when you, that's why I tell you take the extreme. Don't try to say, I am a teacher. Say, I am, again, President of the United States. I am Oprah Winfrey's sister. Okay? It's got to be extreme in order for us to log it out. These little messages, and that's going to come when we talk about beliefs and how they got there, are just so ingrained. So find them, freeze them. Ask for Archangel Michael's help. Please help me freeze these fears regarding job. Here's what will happen, Leslie. First week, you're going to look for them every day. And I love you dearly, but we're such creatures. You know, I'm going to go and look and make sure my fears are still in my freezer. So the humor will set in. Week two, you still look, and you got food in there somewhere. So they kind of get pushed to the back. And maybe about after the first month to 6 weeks, you won't be looking all the time. And by 3 months, with those fears frozen, again, why are you doing this, Nancy, making me do this step? You're in a physical world. You're not going to stop at those four corners without saying, whack, I'm giving it physical symbol, backup. Same thing fear is saying, oh, I found them, I froze them, freeze them. Oh, I found them, I'm rid of them. No, same reason we're talking about finding these physical personalities. Name them, tame them, find them, freeze them. You can all write that down. You can have that for a little mantra tomorrow. Name them, tame them, find them, freeze them. Okay? And you'll start to notice synchronistically things coming to light for you that are opportunities. And ask your angels to make you very aware of that 3 months from now. Now, I'm going to go back for those who just joined us and say we're trying to name these parts of ego. And that is so we can get you to the point over the weeks of working with your six sensory abilities. Maybe weeks, maybe months. I don't know the angels. I was having a fun chat with friends saying that it's wonderful and you all have this, how your angels, again, I said, have a playful voice, your spirit, and go, oh, you know what? Oh, let's do this. Your highest self, your source, your angels and guides never ever say, what if we fail? What if we're not good enough? What if it doesn't work out? No, the voice you hear when you first get a little nudge, let's write a book. Ego, one of these personalities, maybe Serious Sam says, oh, what are we going to write a book on? There's so many books out there. Serious Sam put him in the circle, you see. Serious, oh, geez. What do you want to write a book on anyway? Okay, I'll get Ted to do and we'll make an outline. And all you heard was this little voice, let's write a book. Okay? And then you have the voice of ego, whatever name you give it, there'll be another one saying, well, I don't know, what if we fail? That, you know, give him or her a name. Or, gee, what if we're not good enough? Do you really want to try? Whereas spirit is, oh, we're so good when you say spirit, 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 because it's kind of flitting, and we're so used to the mental. What if I'm no good? What if it doesn't work? You have no response. Spirit doesn't engage in a back and forth debate, but you will have a moment going forward when you hear that happy voice say, oh, you're so good, you must try. So sometimes the word you will come in from angels and all, and I hope that is making some sense to all of you too, is that's why we're doing this. We're trying to expand the spirit, be on the journey. Again, for those who tapped in late, Tina has said, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I'm adding on, it's a journey, not an accomplishment. You decide. I've told all of you so many times, look yourself in the mirror and say, I decide. I decide. Again, I know it's drumming the drum, but so very important to get to know and name the physical parts so you can learn their strengths, you can rock them to sleep, so you truly can be in a spirit sense, quieting them. It's a big deal here what we've taken on in the physical world. I think it is, and I want you to think that too. So without knowing your own personalities, we mismanage or poorly balance our strengths, and these little rogues run wild. I hope that makes, you know, some sense to all of you. And you know who they are. And again, I mean, a lot of things I say to you, and I know you hang up the phone or get out of the chat room or get out of my class or something. It's like, oh, that was so great. And just do a little thing. Although you want to watch for the ego voice that says, well, she told you all that, so go home now and get some water and get a container and freeze your fears. That's the ego. That's Ted to do listening. You're Ted to do whatever his or her name is going, okay, write it down. No, just breathe and be in this talk cast, and it'll come. A little voice will say, hey, I think that's Ted to do bugging you. Let's just sit. Let's just sit and relax tonight. You learn discerning the playful, the consistent, the helpful, that is spirit. And naming them, again, is fun to find the strengths. Now, I have Sophie the starlet. She's kind of hangs out with Stella the storyteller. Like, oh, man, I wish I could be discovered, you know, sit on the chair. But the strength is she's the one who has dreams, you see. So it's okay that she's there. It's just that she's kind of, when she's not balanced, to the wine time, to the whiner. Maybe you have Wenda the whiner. I know I have her too. So going back to you as six sensories, and I'm going to take that risk and call all of you that because you have all of that. You might take another put a little coffee can somewhere or something and put on their B-U-T-T if you want, you know, or B-U-T-T-S like people did when that word ashtray was out there. But B-U-T-T is before you traveled there, sweet one. There may be things you want to make sure. I cannot tell you often enough how important it is to discern the voice. I am hearing all the time in my business, people are channeling and they'll name names. And you have this personality too. You ever notice if you're at a workshop and somebody says, oh, do you know Nancy Meyer? Well, you never heard of me, you see. And they go on to say, she's channeling Augie Gablitz. And you're like, oh, yeah, I know her. Now, who's that? First of all, there is no Augie Gablitz. And secondly, you don't know Nancy Meyer. But we have that. Who would that be? Annette Agreeable? Gee, don't rock the boat and say, no, I never heard of her. And who is Augie Gablitz? So I don't want any of you to fall into that. And it goes back to another word that I share with you is emotion. Put emotion into the things you really want. Our dear Leslie, you know, once you get those fears caught, or some of them, again, don't make it a project and freeze them, then you can start saying with some real joyful emotion, I attract my perfect new career. I am so happy. I am so happy. And if you're a quiet person, you're not loud like Nancy, then you can say, oh, wow, I attract my perfect career. Do you see the emotion? We have voices, and we've even let internally some physical little rogues say, well, that's your voice, and you're sticking to it. Oh, it's a play. We're all players. By the way, folks, that's how you forgive people. Even the nastiest actions in the world is by realizing this in the physical world is a play, and it's not saying what is done is good when it's nasty, but you can go back to your center and say, how grateful I am that I got the good part. That's it. That's letting go, taking your mind off the ugly and focusing only on your beauty, because when you do that, you mirror it to me. I mirror it to Josephine and Leslie, and it goes on and on and on. So that's what it is. It's pulling it back. And again, knowing the people is half the battle. You bring your shadows into the light. Another one I can think of, I'm just throwing names out, you can have them, is there was a time in my life I had Flora the Flogger. I mean, you couldn't make a mistake without bunch, bunch, bunch. You go, Flora, oh my God, how could you ever do things? How could you not call in on time? Bunch, she's probably still around a little. And I don't think I ever found her strength, so perhaps that's why I don't talk to her often. But I have Clara the Coward. Sometimes she just won't speak up. Thank you. We're getting into our 15-minute window. Our program director has told me, so I truly, I'm going to leave you with a wonderful meditation for your spirit. I think I'm going to take a moment. Think about your questions. Think if you want help about those people. Try some of it. You know, I'm a big person about play, so don't leave the telecast and make more work for yourself. But if you have a choice of having fun and finding these people or finding your fears on a forgiving thing, versus, well, as long as I'm on the internet, I'll just stay on a little longer. As long as I'm on the phone, I'll just call a few more people. That is your choice. You decide. And here's a loving thing about angels, spirit guides. Even if you say, I'm just going to call and talk on the phone all night, there is no recrimination. There is no bad or good. It's your choice. It's your choice. Okay? Emotion. A little word back about Tina. Not only that she'll be back next week, of course, because I don't want to blow this. And you can reach Tina at askintuition.com. I know what I'm going to tell you. Next week, she's going to be with Jeff Brown. Topic, soul shaping. Wonderful. Find these people this week so you can really do some shaping. Then I'll be back on the 12th, and if you want to email me and tell me, we're going to do probably more. I want you to get to know the difference between angels, guides, and sweet ones, deceased. There's a great difference. But I think we're next going to take a little journey with Tina on beliefs. One of my favorite analogies is an onion to life. You peel it away. And when we look for conditioned beliefs, we peel. Where did they come from? Going back to these little personality, who's minding the store? You know, if I have Amanda Adamant and I have a belief that only going to a church building is right, otherwise you're going to die and go to hell, she's going to stay on it, folks. Because I got the personality at the helm with the belief. So I want to identify those beliefs, and I also want to say, Amanda, couldn't you be more adamant about things like the price of fuel? This is what I'm putting out there for you today, new things for you to work with. So on the 5th, we have soul shaping. I'll try to tune in. Please do some of that. I guess we'll just do 2 weeks, the 12th, Nancine, and the 19th, I see Jeannie will be back with Giving from an Empty Well. This is a wonderful program. We so thank Tina and all of her backup crew, as I call all of you. You know who you are out there, loving. And I mean, if you have any questions now, again, I asked in the beginning, just say Nancine, or if you want clarification, or just put a big N in the chat room. I had a friend of mine say, how come everybody's saying any questions, any questions? Why do you keep saying that if we don't have questions? It's because if you don't speak up, we can't hear you. Practice on that this week, will you all please, with the motion and love in your name when you talk to people. Go, hi, this is Josephine. How are you?
I'm delightful.
Put your emotion in it. Whether you go to a meeting or work or whatever thing, and try this too. When people say, "How are you?" say, "You know, I'm glad that you ask. I'm having a great day." Try it.
I'm glad you asked,
and I'm glad that you're all here. Also, I want to give you all, I know that it is difficult at this time when you do walk into, it's another topic. You know, you can all help me by emailing Tina and say, "I want to hear about this, I want more on this," and that way you're right in there and your spirit guides the show. Clearing energy when it's like, yeah, I listen to all that stuff, Nancy, and finally I still can't help this. I'm with whatever Mad Dog Meyer. Well, the three breaths. In through the nose, and a big ah out through the mouth. So, feeling it go down to the earth. I can't talk and do it perfectly at the time. And, I always have people, my angels guide me to do things in a minimum of three. I think that's why there are three N's in my name. So I hope that helps you remember. Three times you say mantras you build from. Anybody out there I'm hearing that's not feeling recognized, like, boy, nobody gives me any attention or recognition. Mantra for the week, take your name. We'll use mine for on the air. You look in your loving eyes. I would be doing this, and I would say in the morning, "I know you, Nancine. I recognize you, Nancine. I know you, Nancine." Joy, emotion, your first name. Eye-to-eye contact, and you will see, you will build it, and you will just be joyfully amazed at how you attract it from without. So do some of that, too. I'm looking at our time here. I'm going to let you all take those few breaths. Anybody have any questions on the programs or things that I didn't cover? I told you Tina will be back, and you'll do some soul building. Good luck with all your little people. If you want to borrow any, mine aren't doing anything. They'll be glad to come and play in your playground, or write me and tell me you have enough. Tell me how it's going. And if you still have a question on this, obviously you can reach me at Nancine at Main Street Angel. I want to sum up again the reason we're doing this, and I hope we'll do more about it, is you must be totally present, totally in the present moment, before you can truly be in spirit, no matter what they call it, channeling, being, talking to your angels. And that's what I want for you, the happy talk, the journey, the happy journey. So without any other questions, I'm going for those of you, and thank you so much. I love you and honor you, and that's going to take me to our close, which is namaste. So many of you hear it and speak it, and we know it means, oh, I honor you, which causes conflict, going, how, that person was mean to me, how can I honor everyone? And that's why I'm here. Again, kiss, keep it simple, sensories. Namaste. So do your breathing, be with your best self, which is all of yourself. Put a hand on each side shoulder. Give yourself a nice hug. Rock yourself a little. Take the open part of your palms and cup your cheekbones. Just loving yourself now. We're slowing it down, just like any good exercise. And breathe. And breathe. And breathe. And hear from my heart, namaste, which is, I honor the place in you in which the entire universe dwells. I honor the place in you which is of love, of truth, of life, and of peace. And my dear friends, when you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are indeed one. I love you. Thank you for being with us. Be spirited. Be direct. and stay at the helm. Thanks for being with Ask Guides and Guidance, and I look forward to being with you again. Good night.
Good night, Nancy. Namaste.
Namaste.